Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, Horn. Listen, it ain't Whiskey Wednesday, Horn. It ain't Tangeray Wednesday, Horn. Y'all know it's Gumbo Rum Wednesday. Gumbo Rum, Gumbo Rum, Gumbo Rum. Because you know this show is being brought to you by GumboRum.com, honey. The Wicked Smooth Rum. Now, listen, there's only two things that's smooth in this universe. Y'all know Gumbo Rum is smooth, and you know I'm chocolate, silky, smooth, baby. Good enough to lick all over, honey, yeah. So today is Wednesday, March the 9th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. I know y'all always say, well, why? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is rocking our socks off. If you know what went down in the ATL, you'd be saying it's rocking your socks off, too. Now, let me give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, and Africa. Do have some members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun Butwadi. Now, listen. Listen, I'm doing my intro. Y'all people had your auditions early. You know, it is 7 p.m. on Central Standard Time. And y'all supposed to be going, y'all know what? Them people doing their auditions, the Jetsons is all over here, the Flintstones. I don't know what's the matter with them. You know, they doing this reboot on cartoons. You know what I mean? Oh, okay, yo, I got to get some propane. You know, so they wants to have a cookout, you know, and sip on some Gumbo Rum. You know what I mean? And they not of age. But anyway, y'all know what? Listen. You know, we on Facebook all day long. So when you on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate. Listen, y'all. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Danielle Speaks. Y'all know I got a musical salute for Danielle Speaks. Good God from Zion. You know what? I just say her name, Danielle, and the Holy Ghost just rises all up in me, honey. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you say her name, it's just like we having church. You know what I mean? So listen, we finna go to church. You know, we finna have a good time. You know, and I love to entertain. So listen, let me tell y'all, just in case if you missed it on yesterday, but don't worry, you're here on today listening. So I'm going to tell you about Danielle Speaks. Okay, she is an international multifaceted ministry which combines the evangelical art of both music ministry and preaching the gospel, not only within the church but beyond, and efforts to assist in the healing of those suffering from abuse, be it physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. She also ministers to those suffering from anxiety, depression, PTSD, and addiction. These causes extend to those who are incarcerated, children's homes, and or victims of human sex trafficking. Y'all think I'm kidding, but honey, the Holy Ghost is rolling all up in here. Honey, even Gumbo Rum is getting holy. Now, you know what? Anytime somebody got that much anointing on their ministry and the rum get holy, good God from that. Let me just keep on going here. Listen. Let me get to this music. Mm-hmm. The song is Heavy Minded. Woo, Lord, have mercy. I need to go get baptized. Lord Jesus. Okay, this is Heavy Minded. Y'all check this out.
Good time to say what's really on my mind. Lately I can't seem to fight this haze up in this space of mine. I mean, this mental fog really got me feeling stressed, like I'm running around in circles, like I just can't get my best. Depression's really got a hold on me, hurting like the third degree, quickly losing focus. focus like my brain could use some surgery. I try to ask for help, but people tell me I'll be fine. Quickly losing hope from this war that's deep inside my mind. My mental image of myself is less than people say that it should be. Searching for some answers while these people looking up to me. Don't know what I should do, just know something's gotta change. Man, I have so many questions. Why does life just got me guessing? Like, will I ever wake up? Will I ever be the same? Or will this thing progress until I'm slowly going mad and sane? I know I'm not alone in this, but no one else is talking. Should I stay out by myself? I just keep walking while I'm talking. Trauma takes its toll when nobody seems to know. When emotions you can't show make your faith not wanna grow. I keep praying that perhaps the Lord will finally hear my prayer. I'm running out of options, it's too hard for me to bear.
Trying to hold on to something, I don't know what's happening to you, do you, do you, do you, do you. Every day is getting harder to fight this. I'm holding it together, could you, could you, could you, could you, could you.
Started when I was a kid, never felt like I was good enough. Repeated school of hard knocks showed me that I wasn't strong enough. So I just kept on thinking thoughts, dreaming what I'd like to be. Till life became a mental dream and dreams became reality. My world has started to collide and memories begin to fade. Believe me, I won't tell you secrets, I won't remember anyway. Depression is a tricky thing, interesting. Makes you think, how can you be productive when you can't hold on to anything? It's frustrating, remembering the person that I used to be. The person that I thought remembered everything this did to me. PTSD really got me shook, I'm fighting to survive. Starting to lose patience with this invasion inside my mind. So hard to read between the lines, thoughts just keep on skipping time. Playing back the things I can't forget, which has me in rewind. I know God has a plan for me, but who switched off my brain? Wish you would turn it back on so my life would start to change.
Y'all, Danielle made me feel like singing, come on, Jesus, and help me. Come on, Jesus, and help me. Lord, help me to live right. Lord, help me to talk right. Come on, Jesus, and help me. You know what? Y'all know what? Miss Danielle is so super dope. She is super fly. Listen, I am so sincere. I am, you know, I'm entertaining, but I am so serious. Sister Danielle got a serious ministry. She got a real special ministry. Let me tell y'all something. This young lady, you know, she got a certain call on her life to really minister to those in deep, dark places. You know, it takes a special call for somebody to reach those people. You know what I mean? It takes a real, real, real anointing, you know what I mean, from God to reach people suffering with anxiety, depression, PTSD, addiction, you know, those that's incarcerated. It takes an anointing and the glory of God on your life to reach those individuals. I am telling you something. This woman is walking under a mantle. Do y'all hear me what I say? Do you hear me? She is walking with a mantle on her. You know what I'm saying? Yes, yes, yes. I could see her really ministering to the masses, to the masses. You hear what I'm talking about? Ministering to the masses. Places like camp meetings. I'm not talking about no camp meeting while you're singing, come by here, the Lord, come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. No, 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 not that kind of camp meeting. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost-filled camp meeting. You know, camp meeting, like, you know, let me put it this way. Danielle is the chocolate version of Joyce Myers. She really is. She really is. And so y'all understand who Joyce Myers is, you know what I mean? So listen, Danielle is the chocolate version. You know what I mean? She is singing, you know, spoken word. It's anointed. You know, it reaches, it pierces the heart. You know, she is coming with the Holy Spirit. Spirit, you know, she is piercing, you know, she's piercing through the doctors, you know, because a lot of people is walking in dark places, and they need the light to shine on. So, Sister Danielle, oh, my gosh, she coming with the sunshine, you know what I mean? I ain't talking about no sunshine in the sky. You know, a lot of people like trying to get their tan on, trying to get a tan. You need to get a tan from Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Once you get your tan on, I'm talking about your soul, baby, I ain't talking about your skin, get a tan. That your soul get a suntan, you know, from Jesus Christ. Really, that's what she coming to do. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! I tell you, it is hot up in here. I'm telling you, Barton, you know what? Barton back there got the Holy Ghost. Sit down, Bart. Sit down, Bart. Bart got the Holy Ghost. You know, they over here doing the Holy Dance back here. But Lord, today, y'all stop playing. Now, you know, don't do no Holy Dance, no Holy Dance, tap dance if y'all ain't for real. That's right. Okay, now, y'all behave. Behave yourself, okay? Now, listen, I got a special treat for y'all. I got a special treat. Y'all check this out. Now, this is Sister Danielle now. Evangelist Danielle. Y'all check this out. This one is First Love. This is why I love her website. She got free music on the website. And I want y'all to taste this. Taste it with your soul. Woo! This is First Love, First Love, First Love. First Love. I love me some caramel. You know, y'all ever like them taffy apples, the caramel be on that? So listen, that song First Love, because we, you know, Jesus is our first love. Listen, that song First Love is just like a taffy apple. I used to love me some taffy apples when I was in grade school. You know, so First Love is like got all the caramel on the outside. You like to get all the peanuts. You know what I mean? You just biting on it, so delicious. And then you get to the apple, all that juicy, sweet apple. Honey is just so divine. You know, that's all First Love. So listen, she is showing her musical range. She is showing her vocal range. She really is. I love that song. It is a delight. It is a treat. So now that was a special treat. First Love, y'all can see the sister got fine with the anointing of God. You know what I mean? So listen, I told y'all, she is anointed. You got to really have the real anointing on your life to reach individuals in really dark places. See, listen, Sister Danielle is coming to minister to the soul. You know, she's coming to minister to souls. You know what I'm saying? Getting souls for the kingdom. That's what it's about, y'all. Souls, souls. Ooh, glory to God. Souls, souls. She's coming to reap in the harvest of souls, y'all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is a musical salute for Danielle Speaks, and it's about soul business. It's not about Soul Train. Listen, ain't about Soul Train. You know what I mean? It's about soul business. Okay. How about that? Let's just do some hip-hop for Jesus up in here. All right, now. Now, listen, I got another song I want to play for y'all. Mm-hmm. This one is called Street Game, Street Game, Street Game. Woo! It's the realness of the fire up in here on today. See? Danielle come with the fire, y'all. She come with the fire. Wow, wow, wow. Listen, let's do this. This is Street Game, Street Game.
Talking a lot of stuff out here, like, check it out.
Just came up out the bando, flipping snow, I be like,
no, no, no.
Got a couple cops on my payroll, I be like,
no, no, no.
Ask me what they doing in these streets, man, I don't,
no, no, no.
They just want me to take off all my clothes, I be like,
no, no, no.
Might buy a condo in my native land, and I said,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Called up JC, I'm your biggest fan, and he said,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
World says I should get it while I can, and I said,
hold on.
I'm running from the world like it's the plan.
That's real, man. Yeah. Catch us up. Talk to us.
Can I? Yeah.
Got a little more. Got a little more. Hold up.
The devil got a plan, he likes to talk a lot.
Yeah.
I'm by my father's business, like to walk a lot.
Yeah.
You on that back and forth, you like a teeter totter. Sooner or later, you gon' have to pick a spot.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's crazy. What's going on out here? For real, though. For real. Wait.
Do
you want to say a little bit more?
Go back
a little bit more?
I'm just loving this beat.
Yeah,
yeah, show up bringing the heat.
Yeah,
man, you must thought I was sleep.
Yeah.
I was just kicking back, chilling with sheep. Man, that is not a bad thing. We be all up on the same thing. We be rocking with the same team, holding faith up like a championship ring.
Yeah,
you be out here talking about that same song.
Yeah,
like you be stacking bricks and hold on that car.
Yeah,
my homie grabbed his 9 and let the trickle pop.
Yeah,
he was trying to find his way but ended up getting lost.
Man.
My brother asked me what you think that I should do. I said start by changing up what you be listening to. Broke them off a couple lines and dropped a verse or two. 4 years later told me this is all I listen to. Said he had to get in mind, right? Couldn't sleep, all he did is fight. Getting drunk, flipping over tables, had him working up, such an appetite. Some things he couldn't let go. Thought that the answer was no. Now he realized that the answer no is all he was really looking for. Thinking that this is a game, I'm hoping you're changing your lane. I'm hoping you're calling his name. God and Jesus be the same thing. JC be the main thing. He can make your spirit soul sing. You just call upon the same name. With the choice, make the world change.
Baby, 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 baby. You know what that name of that song is? Street Gang. Wow, and that is so dope. Let me tell y'all something. Her calling extends to those who are incarcerated. You know what? People, you know, that's incarcerated, a lot of times you have, of course, repeat offenders. And a lot of times people that's repeat offenders, it's because they don't know how to live a straight life. You know, they don't know any other life outside of going to prison, coming back, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you. You know something? And, you know, don't make fun of people like that. Don't talk about people like that. See, that's why God called Danielle. You know what I mean? He called her to minister to those folks because, you know, some people don't know how to live a straight life. If you come from a life of being a kingpin, you know, you probably say, well, what do I know about that? Honey, you'd be surprised. Well, no. Listen, let me tell you something. If you come from a life of being a kingpin and you raised up in a life, your family was in that life of selling, you know, dope. You know what I mean? In the business of selling dope. You know, I ain't talking about these little people standing on the street corner just slanging it or whatever. You know, I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about people that live in big houses. You know what I mean? They got their stuff set up. If you come from that lifestyle and your parents taught you that and your grandparents was in the life, and they taught it and passed it down to them and down to the children. They don't know no other lifestyle but that. They don't know no other lifestyle but money. You know what I mean? Let me tell y'all something. People in that lifestyle, they don't understand what a straight life is. So God has to call somebody, give them a heart, you know, a heart feeling for people to minister to them, to get through, you know, with the Holy Spirit, to pierce their hearts. They don't know. You know, so God has to call people that's going to really be real with them and walk with them and talk with them and teach them. You know, it's just real, y'all. It's real, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. It's people out here like that's like that. On real. Sometimes people may not have never met anybody like that, but it's real. You know, and sometimes they get tired of going in the system and coming back, going back into jail, coming back home. Sometimes they get tired. Sometimes people don't get caught up in going into the system. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to give you this life lesson, then I got to go because my time has run out. I had a really, really good friend that was in that lifestyle. You know, and he looked like just as straight as anybody else. He didn't look like no dope, just wasn't running around here with no pants hanging down, nothing like that. But listen, he never got busted. He never got busted, all right? And so one day, let me tell you something, one day, he got busted. Mm-hmm. He got busted. Well, I said, well, I wonder where's the boy, my man at? Where's my man? We just like sisters and brothers. We real close, real tight. I said, what? I hadn't seen him in a long time. So when he finally did get out, he came to my house. And he knocked on the door, and I looked. I said, what? And so I opened the door, and I said, I screamed, and I jumped up in his arm and hugged him real tight. And he came on in, sat down. I said, man, what you been? He was like, sis, I've been on the inside. I got busted. I said, what? You know, and so anyway, to make a long story straight, it turned his life back. He said, I can't go back to that. I can't do that no more. Now, with him, you know, he said, I can't do that no more. And so he got straight. You know what I mean? He went straight. His mama enjoyed the money. And so his mother, she liked the lifestyle because she loved the money. And they had money all up in the house, tearing the, you know, boards down, putting money all up in the house, buying houses out, doing the more. Bling, bling, bling. Make a long story short, he turned his life over to God. Mm-hmm. Turned his life over to God because he couldn't do that no more. He's like, I can't go back there. So listen, my point is this. God used people like Sister Danielle to minister to people like that. You know what I mean? And when I say people like that, y'all don't be thinking, you know, don't get it all twisted because, you know, we all need Jesus Christ. And so Danielle Speaks is a wonderful, wonderful, dope sister who ministered with the real music that's going to reach all the masses, individual street gang, you know, administering to people in anxiety, depression, you know, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. This sister is super, super dope. And as she's going to minister to so many people, I'm telling you, she's going to be ministering to thousands, 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 thousands. I'm telling you, she's the black version of Joyce Myers. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold. You know, even Bart got quiet. What's the matter, Bart? What's the matter, Fred and Barton? You know, they got quiet and sat down and crossed their legs. They were there weeping in the corner. Lord, today, Jesus. But anyway, I got to go. It's been a stone cold blast. I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. Now, listen, y'all, be good.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce. She's fierce.
That girl from fierce. A West Side girl to a...